This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's complete our conversation about how to organize your automated self-storage facility management organization. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer, both free and paid for, free like this, and the courses that I offer. You can find out more about the products and services I have at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But I started last week talking about how I'm reorganizing management operations on projects that I may be involved with, and helping other people organize their management operations. And many of the people I'm working with are doing smaller, more automated facilities. So we started last week with how to put together a management operation to run your own automated self-storage facilities. And where I started was kind of how I think, and how I think is job flow. So we put together a quick organizational chart, and we had three main branches off that organizational chart. And let's take a look at it. So if we have a management operation or management company, basically the three main branches I saw were customer service, property level, and marketing. Last week, we talked about the first two branches. If you haven't seen it, there's a link in the YouTube video, or there's a link in the blog at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, episode 461, and you can watch or read that. Today, we're going to talk about the marketing division. So you've got customer service, taking care of the property, and then marketing your property to your customer base. Let's take a look at that. First is we're going to talk about websites. Everything pivots around websites. Then how to manage, or at least how we're organized around managing online marketing, social media, and then events at a local level. In today's world, your website's mission critical. Much of what happens in customer service and much of what happens in marketing all pivots around your website. Everything points to your website. Now, in the past, what I used to do and what we did was we would go to some of the industry vetted website providers that you see in the expo hall at the Inside Self-Storage Convention or the Self-Storage Association. Those vendors are great. They tend to already have all the integrations built into the software that are needed to run an automated facility or even a managed facility, such as integrations to your gate system, your security system, your operating system, credit card processing. All that is already created for you, and you have templates to choose from and populate. The other way that a lot of people are going is the operating system providers, the companies that produce the operating systems we use in our industry. Many of them have like a menu of services you can have, and one of them is websites. So if you're using a particular brand that, say, is owned by Sparefoot, most of those brands, not all of them, but most of those brands will have a website option. Obviously, integrations are already there. It's easy. Most of the people, frankly, I work with use one of those two, either an industry-vetted website provider or the website that comes as an option with your operating system. We're going a different route at the moment, but, and again, the philosophy behind it is we're trying to go with best of class. It's not that these other websites aren't good, but we believe that no one company can be good at everything. So we're picking the ones that we like the best. And what I have is a consultant who's designed his own websites. And those websites tend to be a lot more functional, or at least we think they are, a lot more functional. And well, we will, as owners, will have more options than going with one of the first two we talked about. So for example, we want to make leasing a unit online extremely easy, less clicks for a customer to go through. And when I'm using one of the other two providers, I don't have the flexibility to redesign their website. Those are templated websites. Our consultant, we can do that. Our consultant has the back-end code to most, not all, but most of the software systems, the gate systems, and he can provide the integrations. And it gives us as owners a little more control and a little more flexibility on the customer experience on our website. I want more control over how the website looks, the calls to action that follow potential customers, or if you're a customer, different calls to action that will follow those customers as they move through our website. I want to be able to embed video wherever I want it. The goal is we want to be able to tweak and upgrade and change the customer experience as we get feedback from our customers, or as we look at the analytics. But whatever route you go, your website is critical. At the very least, your website should allow potential customers to see your facilities. I recommend videos of entering it, putting the code in, going into your system, touring your system, going to a unit, opening the doors. Show the potential customer what it's like to be a customer at your facility. Again, at the very least, people should be able to rent a unit, reserve a unit, pay online. If they are late in pay online, hopefully they can get quick access to their unit. They don't have to wait till the next day for somebody to come and take a lock off. Your website should offer links to put Google reviews up, Yelp reviews. It should make it easy for people to refer business to you. And it should make it easy for them to reach out however they want to contact you to let you know if they're having a problem. Your website is your storefront today, and it's hard to believe that in today's world, there's still storage facilities out there without a website. Next, online marketing. Somebody needs to be in charge of online marketing. For most small owner operators, what we see is their website provider handles their online marketing. If that's what you're doing, what kind of results are you getting? I've never been very pleased with my results that I get when I turn it over to a website provider to handle online marketing. Yes, they're good at creating websites, but my experience with the online marketing, particularly the Google pay-per-click, is initially they'll do a search. They'll see what keyword searches are being used in that location. Then they'll tell you, here are your options, aggressive, and they'll give you a higher number, medium or low, and you pay a monthly bill. And all that monthly bill does is pay for the pay-per-click per month. My experience is no one's monitoring those ads on a daily, weekly basis. No one's looking at the Google Analytics until I called them and making tweaks and adjustments to headlines, text, images, offerings that are being there. Yeah, they may try two or three different offerings to see which one works better, but no one wakes up every morning and they're number one job is to figure out what they can do to increase the conversions on the Google Analytics online marketing. So obviously we're not using a website provider. I do have a consultant. I've hired coaches before, but as an owner, I'm very active in working with our vendors on the online marketing. We're constantly testing to see which offering works better, to see which headline works better. Does this image create conversions or more clicks than this image? Constantly working it. Somebody's got to be doing it. And for $300 or $400 or $500 a month, your online provider, one, can't do it at that cost. They're just applying that money, most of it or a percentage of it, goes to Google. So as a small owner, it really falls on you. Now, you were going to probably need a team member or help, but ultimately it's your responsibility. Don't just think because you're paying $500 a month, it's handled. What's interesting is ads that work for one facility in a market rarely work for another facility in the same market that we own. We can have two facilities 5 miles apart. What works in one doesn't work at the other. And the reason is because what has people do conversions to a large degree is a function of the demographics of the trade area. And the demographics of a trade area change every mile or so. And so one offering, one image,